It is time now to get our hands dirty and bring a positive change to Douglas Shire. There is a lot to do and we need to get down to basics and we need to do it together. This can only be achieved by common sense, integrity and transparency. I can assure the community of the Douglas Shire that I'll give my full attention to the position of mayor and will run as an independent with no political affiliations. It is time to do this job without any outside political influences, and the leadership is from someone that has had council experience. Someone who is honest, strong, integrity, not afraid to listen to the community and speak up and accept change for the betterment of this Shire. The next 4-year term is going to be very challenging, and as you know, it will involve rebuilding and repairing major infrastructure, such as water, roads and bridges. Making them reliable and better prepared for far north Queensland weather is essential. Together with everyday business, there will be a lot to do. If I am successful, I will look forward to working with other councillors who have the same or similar mindset, which is, it is all about our Shire in achieving the best place to live and be financially sustainable. The key priorities that I believe need to be addressed now are water security and rebuild of our water plant and road network. Safe, secure and reliable supply is essential to support the growth, health and well-being of our community. The roads north of the river have been severely damaged. As such is Noah's Bridge, and the rebuild will take a considerable amount of time and it needs to be done so normal can continue for local residents and their businesses north of the river. Ferry. No, I'm not going to have another survey or any consultation regarding the ferry or a bridge. There has been enough wasted funds on this topic and the community has spoken out on what they wanted in the beginning of this term, and that was the ferry. Transparency. It is very important to have total transparency in the council. This is something that has not always occurred in this term. This will change and change for the better. Some further items on my radar are projects to be brought to councillors prior before planning to ensure that there are funds available and to ensure that this is what councillors and the community will benefit from and stop the unnecessary waste of funds and projects that end up in bottom of drawers. Building better relationships between staff and councillors. Port Douglas Splash Park to be completed in 2024. Prioritise the building of the new Noah's Bridge. Build a better working relationship with our local media outlets. Time to bring back Do It in Douglas, our local contractors and local employment. I believe this is paramount for the ratepayers to be informed of the true costs on where their rates and service revenue is spent. If I'm successful in this election, I will look forward to the next 4 years ahead, advocating for the entire community and seeing Douglas Shire move forward in a financially sensible and sustainable way.